Very much. I think the biggest problem and challenge start from the very beginning when the business interest is made between the company and the state. And the big issue is that most of the time the community is not part of the equation. So the deal is concluded between states and the company, and the right holders are not aware of all this thing. So definitely there is a very big problem now when the actual implementation of this project starts, because the people are not there, and it is like they were not anticipated to be part of the whole project. And once the investor come or the business company come, it directly affect the people, and the government become a part of the protector of the investor rather than the people. And that is really where it comes. Now it is the company and the government on one hand, and the indigenous people and local community resisting what they don't know how it happened. The other thing is that the whole issue of intention of doing the business between the investor and the business and the government, that they come in a form of agriculture, they come in a form of tourism and conservation, and they come in a form of carbon schemes. All these things happen and the people are not there. And the bad thing about it is that now it is a big celebrated agenda to have all the issue of food security globally, the issue of conserving the environment, the issue of carbon credit. But is that real what is being solved? That is a big issue. Now you talk about conservation, but in fact you are talking about tourism. And for my community, the issue of tourism and conservation are not equal. The governments and the investors are talking about conservation. And then you bring somebody to manage the territory that have been managed by indigenous people for centuries to do the conservation. And that person is doing hunting of the same animal that you want to conserve, and you remove thousands, 100,000 of the indigenous people to allow that area to be conserved by a tour operators. So it is an issue of money, it is not an issue of. So we are fooled as indigenous people and as a global community that we are doing conservation. But what is happening is that we are doing tourism, we are doing business. So I think there's a big challenge in terms of transparency on what is really expected to be achieved by the business. So that is really what we need to do and ensure that the community is part of that equation, there is a part of the discussion, because most of the problem is that the community become aware very lately, and the impact becomes serious because we have very serious eviction of our people in our land. And the business company is not seen in the eviction. What we see is the government. They say, "We are not, we did not tell your government to do that." But the people are being evicted, but it is because of the business company that is operating on our land. We can see us losing our culture. Like, you find us alternative land. We have attachment to our land. We have the sacred places in our land. We have the sacred site. We have our religion. We have our traditional trees. And then you find us another land, 100 or 1,000 kilometers away from our land. So there's completely lack of respect to the rights of indigenous people, the right to culture. It is not only an issue of economy. It is not only an issue of money. It is an issue of our livelihood. And then you remove the people that are indigenous people. Indigenous people, for example, in my country are pastoralists. And then you allocate land for them to do agriculture. They don't know anything about it. We don't know anything about farming. We know pastoralism. And then you evict the people and say, "We have improved their livelihood." And now it is coming into a very critical situation that we are removing indigenous people to protect their human right. like you are removing the indigenous people, the Maasai people, because they are being attacked by wildlife. No, we have been there for centuries, and then you are taking them to a safe place where they can be safe, where they can access education, they can access water, and then you give that land to a business. So that is really the challenge, the honesty of the business, the honesty in the transactions that are being done between the investors and the government, and the position of the people in that kind of business. So there's a lot of camouflage, a lot of lack of transparency, lack of accountability, and a lot of support from the global community, thinking that it is conservation, thinking that it is food security, thinking that it is carbon credit. But in fact, the people are being evicted forcibly. They are disappearing. Our properties are being destructed. Our homes are being burned. We have a lot of our people killed. All this is happening in the name of ensuring a better business opportunity between the governments and the businesses and the territory owners. The people who own the territories are not part of that. Thank you.